It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello. I was totally pumped for the show 3 hours ago when I thought we were going to be doing it.
Just for everyone listening, it's 10 o'clock. It's not even late.
10, yeah. Oh, sure. Not late for the person who has to publish the episode and do all that stuff afterward. Yeah. Pretty early for that person.
Yeah, but that's later. You could be pissed off and tired when that's happening, but it's not that late now.
Yeah, no, I'm just anticipating that. I was hoping to catch one episode of Stranger Things, which is actually pretty fucking awesome. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a new Netflix show, and we're sponsored by it, so that's why I'm doing this ad.
Oh, cool.
No, it's pretty cool. It's actually, I think it's a good show. I mean, we're only two episodes in. I haven't had really time to watch it, but it's one of those, it's a rare thing where everyone's watching it, and it's actually pretty good, so.
Wow, that's weird. I haven't heard anything about it.
It's pretty new. I've seen some stuff about it, but yeah, it'll make the rounds. I'm sure you'll see it eventually.
So what's the show? Give away the entire show.
No, I mean, I don't really want to do it. See that? Have we talked about this? Like, I don't need previews. You don't need to know what's happening. See, things are good. This is the fundamental difference in what I'm going to talk about for the entire show. Cause fuck this. I'm tired of it. Dude. Okay, so here's what's going on. Here's what's going on my podcast Facebook account that you have no idea what's...
I don't have any idea about it.
You know how occasionally people... I don't know if you know this, but there have been times, maybe celebrities, definitely some atheist leaders in the atheist community or whatever. They'll tweet something or they'll tweet a joke or they'll tweet maybe something accidentally sexist or racist or something. And there's a total shitstorm over it. And it's just like... Yeah, I can't believe you said it. They just nonstop, whatever. So picture that, except it's just that I tweet that I hate comic book movies. I want to do a thing where I wish I could poll everyone who's commenting on my statuses that, like, who do you hate more, Thomas or, like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer? Like, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I really think.
Well, that depends. Does Jeffrey Dahmer like comic book movies?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's true. I'd have to give them that bit of information. Jeffrey Dahmer. No, I'll give him a Photoshop picture of Jeffrey Dahmer in like a Batman costume or something, like all ready to go to his Batman movie.
They would love him.
Yeah, no, they'd love him. It's so fucking funny. Now I know, like we try to not talk about this that much, you know.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Somehow it always comes up,
dude. Here's the thing. I'll let the inside info for the listeners. We would do every show about this, the entire episode. So when we only do, once every month, an entire show making fun of comic book movies. That's us living 25% of our truth. Like, imagine if you were gay and you're like, okay, I'll have sex with women 3 out of every 4 times. Or, dude, imagine you're straight, I think. Imagine if you had to have sex with 3 dudes and for every 1 girl. You'd be like, God, I'm living a lie. I can't do this anymore.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it's like for me recording.
2 and 2, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, rest assured, nerds, of which I count myself, by the way. I'm totally a nerd. Like, I'm the nerdiest nerd there is. Rest assured, nerds, I'm not doing another episode about how much I hate comic book movies. This is now, I just need to talk about the reaction to me hating superhero movies. Yeah. It's so fucking good, dude. So I posted. So, okay, the biggest thing that I actually did want to talk about, because it freaking depresses the shit out of me. You know, wow, you still haven't watched Room, have you?
No.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Well, pretend.
I haven't had Room in my schedule.
Yeah. Pretend you had Room in your life to watch Room. And pretend that it was fucking awesome and the girl in it was really, really good. Okay. And her name's Brie Larson. And it was like her breakout role. I think she might have won the Oscar. I'm not even sure. I can't remember now because I don't give a shit.
I know that name.
Yeah. So, and then here's what I see now. Guess what? Brie Larson is going to be playing Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
God, fuck awesome. You. God, fuck you. I can't. It's so fucking annoying. Every single time there's a breakout actress, that's how she's rewarded. She gets to play Captain Marvel. Guess what? It's a superhero that just has a power that does. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have no fucking clue.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, everybody loves it. And they hate me.
Greatest thing ever.
That's the thing. Yeah. So I posted because I can't take it anymore. I'm ready to quit life. I posted. Dude, it was a headline. It was one of those, you know, on Facebook, how it has like the headlines to the right now, like it'll just show you. And I have another one I got to talk about, too. Totally unrelated. It said like, oh, Brie Larson posts picture of her reading the Captain Marvel comic. And I was just like,
I saw that.
Yeah. So I just posted, this is what our infantile culture does to our great actors now. And I shared it.
Yeah.
And so naturally I'm being killed, which I get it. Like if you're into this, obviously I'm the worst person on planet Earth. I get it. But like, dude, I have to read this comment. It's my favorite thing. I don't want to even call this person out. Cause like, I'm not mad at the people who like it really. Like for each individual person, I get it. I don't hate you. That's what I want to say. Like, I am mad that everybody likes it, but me, but like, I don't hate the individual person, you know, like when a person says like, hey, I'm a comic book lover. I'm like, oh, okay, well, sorry. I just think it's crap. Like, I don't hate you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, sort of.
I kind of hate all the people.
I was trying to take a softer line, but dude, this is the greatest. This is my favorite comic.
No, I don't hate the people. I just don't get it. I don't understand how it would be possible to like it. But anyway, go ahead.
This is my favorite one. So, well, okay, let me set it up by saying I already had several comments that, and they all, this is what they all do. They all say like, dude, no, people like it. You know, like they keep telling me what I already know. Like, no, you don't get it. Like the ticket sales, like, yeah, okay. I get it. Like, I get that part. It's like a weird defense thing. But anyway, this guy posted, if this was posted by someone I respected less, I might be a total dick. Because I respect you and find you to be quite thoughtful, I'll just say that you can like what you like while I continue to like what I like. When what you like falls into the mainstream, I'll complain about it. As long as what I like is popular, I'm just going to enjoy it and not let the judgment of people who don't enjoy it get to me. I'm super stoked about Captain Marvel and I'm super stoked about Brie Larson being the role.
I can't even read that.
It's so good. It's my favorite thing I've ever read. It's like, it's a comment where it's someone telling me the same thing that I'm telling them.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
You're not saying, I hate this because she was someone who was an indie actor and now she's becoming a famous actor because of a famous movie. That's not what you're saying. What he's saying.
No. Is that what he's saying? Because I agree
that's
how
I take it.
I agree that that's not what I'm saying, but I didn't really think that's what he's saying, but I could be wrong. Go ahead.
Well, he's just saying, he's not going to not like it because it's popular. That's all he's saying, isn't he?
When what you like falls into the mainstream, I'll complain about it. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
So his whole point is like, you just, you know, you're only saying it sucks because it's mainstream. That's what you're saying. That's what he's saying.
I guess. I'm not sure, but maybe. Okay. So I don't, that's not how I take it, but you could be right. I'm not totally sure, but I think a lot of the stuff he says that like, you can like what you like, et cetera. That is what I'm doing here. Like I'm saying, I don't like this. So that doesn't, it's weird that isn't that a weird thing? Like I know that we all like different things. I get it. Like I get it. That's, people just keep wanting to tell me the same thing that I know over and over. Like, oh no, you don't get it. People like different things. Oh fuck. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I thought everyone liked what I like, so you could see how I was confused.
His comment is just, I like it.
Yeah,
that's all he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally
Which
nothing.
Is fine.
But what's so funny about it is it's so enraged. Like there's so much like.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's the greatest. And here's what I think you've said it. I've probably said it too. I don't know who said it first, but like it really does come from the fact that they're all. This is all a scheme that all these people are in on. They're all in on the scheme of, guys, if enough of us like this stuff from when we were eight, then yeah. It's fine because we all like it. But the minute someone says like, dude, this is for people who are eight, then it's a huge defense mechanism kicks in.
Yeah.
And they feel embarrassed about it because they know deep down inside, this is for people who are eight. That's yeah. The problem.
It's well, hilarious. Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think if I like, what do I like from when I was eight? Well, sports. I don't know. Is there a movie that came out? I don't know. If I like Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters, which I haven't seen, but whatever. If someone said it was shitty, you know, I would be like, yeah, it's just kind of shitty, but I like it. I wouldn't care. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get where the mad part comes in.
Here's the thing. And all day, if someone wants to, if someone posted a thoughtful comment of like, oh no, but in this superhero movie, here's the cool thing about this character. They went through this journey. Like, I'm all ears. Like, I'm serious. I wouldn't even mind.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
any reason that the movie's not shit. Anything. Just like one reason.
But it's weird that people do the opposite of that. They don't, like, I'm all day, someone can argue, like, why something's good. The other day, a Facebook friend on this account posted, like, oh, I hate Nirvana. They're the most overrated band. I was like, my reaction is like, man, I can't. Wow. Like, but that's interesting. But anyway,
I could see that argument. Yeah, I could, definitely.
And I said, like, wow. Well, here's what I said. I said, I totally get if like it's not your band or your sound. But like there's no more sincere music. Like you can't wrote his heart out and then killed himself. Like how do you get more sincere in terms of art than that? So I can't imagine saying like, nah, it's crap. You know, like I can imagine saying, I don't really like Nirvana and I'm not, you know, I don't like that sound or whatever, but so that was my point. I commented something like that. And then they're like, oh, I just, you know, I don't like it. Cause it was, you know, everyone liked it. And I was like, oh, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Like,
yeah,
doesn't matter. Like I get it. I'm not going to make someone like something that they don't like or vice versa. It's just, I have my Facebook page. I get to post occasionally that these things suck, right? It's they act like, and it's so, here's what's so funny. I had post after post that was, oh, well, let me read some of the first ones. It was like, oh man, where are they? It was like, oh, you're entitled to that opinion. Definitely a minority one though. I personally enjoy these types of movies. And given the gazillion dollars Marvel has made from them, many more people love them than don't. Yeah, I know.
We know that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. God, that's what I'm saying. They make so much fucking money because all of you fucking people are into them. That's what I'm complaining about.
Yeah.
And it's here's the thing. You guys get 47,000 superhero fucks per year, and I get to just complain about it once a month. Like that, it seems like the minimum deal. You know, like, God, it's unreal. It's unbelievable.
It's weird. The thing is, I'll bet like a majority of those people, if you're like, so do you like Britney Spears? And be like, no, Britney Spears sucks. Like, it's the same fucking thing. It's the
same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It is this. They're actually the same thing.
That's the point I made because this is, you know, of course, from my other show, this is all atheists that are friends. And it's like, I posted a tweet that was like, when I say, oh, I can't believe how many, you know, I wish people weren't so religious. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, fuck those people.
Yeah, of course.
And then I post like, oh, I wish people didn't like comic books. Fuck you, man. You're the fuck. There's so many. Look how many tickets they sell. You're the fucking only asshole who doesn't like them. Just fucking get in line. Yeah, it's God.
Yeah, it's weird that you've found, I don't say we because I'm not in that same world that you're in with that, but like you've somehow found this world to be in that is where everything you're into is kind of along with all them, except for the number one thing that they're all into. Like atheism is number two.
It's actually Richard Dawkins, first and foremost, is a fan of comic book movies. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most important thing to everybody who is alive now is comic book movies.
The most important to planet Earth is that I like comic book movies. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not even exaggerating that much when I say it's like if I tweeted like, oh, fuck all N-words. Like, I can't. It really is. Like, it's almost. Dude, We talked about it the other day. I don't know if there's a worse business move we could be making than me talking about this. No, it's the worst.
Right, we've just lost another like 25%.
Yeah, a million. That's why I was going to try to just talk about people's reaction instead of how shitty these movies are, but I failed at it. And here's the other thing. So it's also, people think it's just because like, oh, because it's pretend or whatever. That's why you don't like it. No, yeah. No, it's not it. I'm watching Stranger Things. It involves some semi like kind of supernatural weird things. It doesn't matter. It's a good show. It's fucking original. It's doing something that every other thing isn't doing 100 fucking times over. God. But you don't get it. Plant Man, his thing is that he's photosynthesizes. And then what happens is when Plant Man meets Shade Man.
Yeah. They have a 30-minute battle where nobody dies and nothing happens. Every movie. So dumb.
I shouldn't have had so much to drink before the show because I'm going to lose all my listeners. Yeah. So Shade Man's power is that he extends a canvas shading over Plant Man is the thing. And so then Plant Man gets weakened by not being... God, it's all the
just
same.
Just to let our listeners know how upset you are about all this or how important this is. We've had several like 30-minute off-air discussions about how we're not talking about this anymore because all of you love comic books and we don't want you to hate us. Still doesn't matter. I can't get him to stop. It'll never stop.
It doesn't matter.
Once a month, this is going to happen.
You know what it's like? It's like when a fucking star football player does some stupid, like, you know, he gets drunk and goes out and whatever. It's like that. Like, it doesn't matter how many millions of dollars we're making from this podcast. I'll throw it all away. I don't care. I mean... Hopefully we can find enough people who value integrity over comic books, but it's, no. I don't know.
What's scary to me is like, well, I don't want to talk shit about Ishmael it's not that I'm talking shit. I don't want to misrepresent what he said, but my memory from it when he was our guest that we were talking about the comic book stuff is that the way he understood it wasn't right either. Like, that's like what
people
scares
don't
me
really
is like,
get-
why we don't like it. You know, like I'm afraid that
we've spent
hours and hours saying why we don't like it and that we don't get it. We understand why people do like it, but whatever. But I still think that everyone thinks that we are just trying to be, you know, counter whatever coolest. It's not what it is.
Or that we just don't like the premise or whatever. Like if we just can't handle that if there's people in costumes or something like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
One or the other. No, I think that's totally a good point. It's like saying, oh, I hate whatever, X genre of music. Like, no matter what. It doesn't matter how good the person writing the music is. You hate it just because of that genre. Like, that's not it. There's like three good superhero movies. Dude, I'll tell you what the best one is. Mystery Men. The best one.
We've already gone through this 100 times.
No, that's
but
true.
I like the first Spider-Man. I thought it was fine. And that's about it.
Every movie is the same fucking thing. They're the same.
But also, I'm sort of disqualified because I don't watch movies at all. So
I don't really like anything. So that's another point I have to get to. People keep going, oh, well, you know, just let people like what they like. I did the bit about fucking Pokemon Go specifically for this reason. I don't like Pokemon Go. I'm not going to play it. However, I don't complain about it. I think it's fucking great. That's great. Yeah. Have fun. That's totally great. You're not taking away from me. I love movies. I want to go see movies all the time. I'm not like Sam. Sam hates movies. I love movies. I want there to be more good movies. When I talk to my friends and we're like, hey, let's see a movie, I don't want them to say, oh, let the new Plant Man is in theaters right now. You'll never believe what Shade Man is up to. See, you thought he died in the first Plant Man when Plant Man cut open his shade power or something. I don't know. When Plant Man outgrew...
We can't write these things. Huh?
Dude, too difficult. Remember Horseman? We wrote an entire Horseman. Yeah. So I was going with Plant Man this time.
I know.
Plant World. but anyway, you'll never believe what a Shade Man is up to this time. And
to all the listeners, I'll try again a couple times to make sure this doesn't happen again. But
dude, I don't care.
No promises.
I'll throw away this career. I'll throw away my state career. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm the only fucking person who doesn't get. It's unbelievable. Dude, I'm serious. Like, I wish it was a more noble cause. I really do. I wish it was like Darfur or whatever the fuck that is. I don't even know what that is. What I wish it was like starving, something. Just, you know, discrimination or something. I wish that was the issue that I plant my flag on and like I lose. Because then years later.
Yeah.
Years later, people look back. Oh, there's this guy who just lost it. He just quit it. He killed himself, actually. He just threw himself up a building because he believed in the fact that, I don't know, women's rights or something. He just believed in it so much and he couldn't take it another day living on it. Yeah. But no, that'll never happen. It'll only be worse. It'll only be like I'll be some oddity of history. Like
all movies will be superhumans. Yeah, there won't be any other movies. Guy, so it'll be make no sense.
There was
no
a
sense.
Guy who used to advocate for not superhero movies.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so good. It's my favorite thing in the world. But I started this talking about something else. Do you remember what that was? I don't remember.
No.
Okay, whatever. Who cares?
Just about people. Well, you said that you want to talk about how people commented on your thing, I guess.
It might have been about Stranger Things. Yeah, good show. Good show. Everybody watched.
Oh yeah, Stranger that's what it was. You said you didn't want to have to tell me what it was about for some reason.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this, but I don't need previews. Like I don't get it. Like people want to, spoiler. Oh, so they released the script of what, like, why don't you just, if something's
good.
Well, I don't
want a spoiler. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, no, people just want spoilers.
Oh, where they do. We've gone over that. Yeah. Well, they have. Yeah. A long time ago, I did that thing how they show you what's happening in the whole rest of the episode before the commercial. It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand that, but no, I just don't even know like anything about it. So I'm not.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It.
All you need to know, here's what you need to know in life for a recommendation for something. Now, assuming you're not Sam, because Sam's just not going to watch stuff because he doesn't have time. But like, let's pretend Sam wanted to watch something. All you need to know is someone you trust, more or less. This is not an infallible process.
Yeah, but I'll break it in a second. You're done talking about it.
No, but I mean, I could be wrong. Like, yeah, I could be totally. I might. You might not like the show.
Let me give you a hypothetical. Imagine there's a world where everybody likes superhero movies. How are you going to ask them if you should watch a show or not?
Oh, that's the thing. I can't trust anybody. That's another bad effect. Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I need to know what the show's about. I'm not going to just watch it.
No, but I'm me is the thing. Like, you know,
yeah, I guess
it's a pretty good. Here, I'll give you my. I'm putting on my Sam hat of like what you're going to think. Uh-huh. It's okay. If you need something to watch.
Okay, so I won't watch it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I'm not saying this will change your life. Like, it's pretty good, and I like it. And if you need something to watch, if you ever find yourself at a time of like, what's a new show we could watch it. It's pretty good. But you won't like it that much. You won't be like in love with it. But
okay,
I like it quite a bit. I think it's pretty good.
Is Cary Brownstein in it?
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
Okay, then I'm probably not gonna.
And I'm only
it.
Two episodes in, so I reserve the right to say, like, when I get to whatever the last episode is, like, this fucking blew it or something like that.
Yeah,
but the last point I wanted to make on that is, that's what you need. Like, really, if something's gonna be good, like, you don't need to. Like, what's The Godfather about? Do people like The Godfather? Ooh, it's about mobsters, is the thing. Like, there's guns. No, it's fucking Marlon Brando is the greatest actor ever. It's the fucking greatest movie of all time. It has the best
really
performances. Yeah. Well written. Best music, best performances. That's all it is. It doesn't matter what happens. I think that everybody just cares what happens in movies. It's the weirdest thing. I don't get it.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, it's a show though.
The Godfather. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a show.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're both on the same
page.
That's
an important point of clarification. Yeah.
The Godfather is a show.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess
talk
I'm done
about
with
anything
my rant.
Else. Now? Yeah.
Your turn to rant on horsemen.
Okay. Pokemon Go. So I decided, since you're not going to do it.
Oh, are you playing it?
Purely for purposes of the show. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Oh, no
Pokemon
way.
Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Ah, man.
So I have a fucking awesome, not really a story, but this is so awesome. All right. I've been excited to talk about this since today
nice.
When it happened. Mostly because my kids, I have a lot of things to talk about. One is I want to just, this might just be for you, but maybe other people would identify with this, but okay. So Pokemon Go, my wife downloaded it like a week ago and she was playing it, and my daughter's almost, what is she?
God, yeah. How old is your daughter?
Jesus. Almost seven.
Oh my God.
So she's like, see, we didn't deal with this when we were kids where our parents had a phone and you are a kid that doesn't have a phone. Can you imagine how weird that would be? By the way, I have a phone again, if anyone was wondering.
Oh, that's a big important update.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your, did you stick with your old phone? Did you fix it or did you go to a new one?
No, I got a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, that one doesn't work.
Oh, I thought you said you'd gotten it working.
Oh, it works, but it's like it doesn't charge unless I put it on a charging mat and the battery lasts like a minute. It's fucked. So anyway, she downloaded it like a week ago and the kids, they went on some, I had no idea this was going on. I was working and stuff, but they were going at night in the evening and going on walks and doing whatever you do with that game. And they were all talking about it. And my daughter was just nagging me to download it. Oh, you got to download it. This is what you do. And she wants to tell me like how you play it and show me everything.
Oh, Jesus.
And so, so I was remembering when we were kids, like anytime your parents are doing anything that you can't really do, but you can kind of do it with them. I'm trying to think, like, remember when, oh, you were too little, but when we got Nintendo in like 1986 or whatever, our dad was like playing Mario and baseball, regular baseball game. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. I don't know if you could remember this. You might have just
been remember
born.
Much of him playing. See, I probably have the same memories, but with you because you're a bit older. So
yeah. Okay. So there was a time where, we've never revealed this on the show, but we have a half brother, sort of.
Oh yeah.
And and he lived with us.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me we didn't make the point that our dad only cares about our fucking half brother?
Yeah. Good call. How did we not
Are you telling
do that?
Me we did? I think we had to have, right?
We had to have. Yeah, we had to have.
Anyway, the only offspring that our dad gives a shit about is our half brother who lived with us for like a few years and then left forever.
That just glossed over the main thing.
I'm too young. I don't know what it. Oh my God! I was too young. I have no idea.
Jeez, I got to tell you a story now.
Oh great!
Our half brother lived with us, and his mom lived in San Francisco, and obviously they were married before our mom and dad were married, and he decided he was basically going to divorce our dad and mom. You didn't know that?
You've told me this, but I just don't retain this knowledge.
They went to court. Like, they had a custody battle and everything. Wow. And our half-brother had to just say that, like, he didn't want to live with our dad and our mom, and he wanted to live with his mom. And I remember that.
So how old would he have been?
13, like right before high school. 8th grade, maybe. 9th grade? 8th grade, I think. 13, 14. So I was like 9, but I remember I remember being in the courtroom.
Really?
Whatever. I mean, it's not like a courtroom. It is a courtroom, but you know, it's like nobody was in there.
Wow.
And our dad represented himself. Like, he didn't hire a lawyer.
He gave a shit about keeping our mm-hmm. Weird.
And then he lost or whatever. And so our brother, half brother, moved out and they didn't talk for like 10 years, maybe. I mean, it's basically like you said to your dad, like, I hate you. I don't want to be anywhere around you. I want to leave and I'm going to sue you over it and make you go through all the hassle of going to court and arguing to keep me.
This is our dad's favorite child.
So that's why I have to say all this. Now it's his only, the only kid he talks to. Well, he's like 40 now. But anyway, that's our dad. But I have this memory of being like 6 or 7, whatever, 86 or 87. And my dad sat down with the Nintendo in our garage thing playing this baseball game. And like he was playing it and our half brother was there and I was there. And that was probably it. I mean, our sister was probably 4, so not really quite there yet. And I have this memory of my dad not being able to really do the game right or something. And then our half brother kind of reached over to grab the controller to say like, here, let me show you. And he like, he didn't like hit him in the face, but he like, you know, threw a big fit and told him to get the fuck out of here and go to your room or whatever. And that was it. And then he was gone.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably where the lawsuit started from.
Yeah, I think so. That was probably the first thing.
Jesus, that's
awesome. But anyways, so that little instance reminds me of a lot of, I'm sure there was many times in life where if your parents have something like the car stereo or I don't know, anything where it's like you know how to do it better than them, or you think you do, or you want to, or not even that, you just want to like be involved in it and control it, but you can't. You have to watch your old dad do it. And I was just thinking how for kids, like my daughter, it's the worst because she, not like she knows how to use a phone better than I do, but she knows how to do all of it. And she really wants to play it and do all this stuff, but she has to like go along with us with our phones and like kind of half do it. And it's like, it's the weirdest thing because the whole time I'm trying to remember that and how annoying that is when you're a kid. But it's so annoying being an adult and having a kid do that to you. I can't deal with it. It's so annoying. She's like grabbing my phone, trying to push stuff on my phone. I'm like, don't touch my phone.
Jesus.
I can't have people touch my phone.
Let me tell my quick two only memories of dad playing Nintendo. Okay. So this I would be really young for these memories. Yeah. I can't believe I even remember. Well, first I want to say I have a memory. You know those memories that might be fake, but honestly, I think this one is real because I've never told or talked about it or heard about it from anybody. I have a memory of being at the window looking outside at the driveway and somehow knowing either from our mom telling us or whatever that our half brother was leaving for good or whatever.
Weird.
Like, somehow I feel like I remember that. But anyway, my other weird memory that I barely remember is, you know, the original, it must have been Mario. It must have been Mario 1, where for NES, you couldn't save your game. Like, you're just, you're just done. When you turn it off, you're done. You just have to start all over. I remember our dad playing the game and then wanting to pause it or just like, oh, he had to do something else. So he turned off the TV. Do you remember this?
Well, it was Zelda.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Original Zelda was in the Nintendo like a month.
No. Okay. This might have been a different thing because original Zelda, you can save. You can actually still save your game.
I don't know if he knew that, but anyway.
No. You couldn't even play Zelda without knowing that.
You were zero when Mario came out, so that's not possible.
Well, but did he get it right when it came out?
Yeah, we got it in the Christmas of 86.
I think it was Mario 1. But anyway, he turned off the TV, and then I, being a kid who didn't know anything, was like, oh, you forgot to turn off the Nintendo, so I turned it off.
Yeah.
I don't know if the story
permeated. Pretty sure it was Zelda, but anyway.
Okay, could have been Zelda. But anyway, my only other, and this is for no reason, but just because it's my only other Nintendo memory, and then that's it, just two memories of our dad playing Nintendo. I got stung by a fucking bee or a wasp or something. Dude, so the greatest thing about our childhood was the pool and when the pool would be open for business in the summer. I can't imagine being so excited about a thing that I now don't give a shit about. There could be
It's weird.
There could be pools all around me at all times and I wouldn't care. It's nothing. It was, whatever.
Was like pool us and not pool us. Like there's like a different... I don't know how to even explain it.
It was the biggest fucking deal for us. All year, we were like, I can't wait until... And we couldn't even believe it existed. Like, there's a time during the summer where this pool is open. Like, we get to swim in it.
And we couldn't, we couldn't swim until like 4. So all morning was just dying, doing nothing. There's no TV. We don't have cable TV. It wasn't like, go watch... And do whatever you want until it's time to swim.
I wish we could describe the purgatory of just how do you describe it? We couldn't.
It's nothingness.
Yeah. It was like if you found out you were going to be trapped in a blank cube that there's no visual stimulus, nothing for 1,000 years. Like you just.
I remember laying on the ground in my room on my back and just looking at the ceiling. I'm not even joking. I did that for hours.
Yeah, we were so bored.
There's nothing to do.
Our parents wouldn't let us swim. I thought it was it 4?
I thought it was 4.
Yeah, 4. Okay, that sounds right. Because of what? The sunburns or something? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Fucking who cares?
Well, our dad got skin cancer apparently on his nose at some point. So he was like really big about it. Yeah. So he's really big about it.
What are you talking about? I've never heard of this.
Yep. Ask mom.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, anyway, that was the reason for that. So I have a memory of a bee landing on me. So I was ready to jump in the pool. Uh-huh. A bee lands on me and I start freaking out because I'm a little kid. I have no idea. Yeah. Everyone who's smarter than me at this time was like, jump in the pool, you moron. Like, do you remember this? I remember you telling me like, jump in, just jump in the pool. Cause like, obviously if you jump in, maybe the bee is, you know, it's water. So it's, maybe it won't sting me. And I just couldn't do it for some reason. And so I got stung by the bee. And then I went over, like I was a kid. So I was freaking out about it. And so I went over to the garage where the Nintendo was and our dad was playing Nintendo. That's my only other memory of it.
Huh.
So just wanted to bring that up. Okay, go on. Sorry.
I don't remember where I was. Oh, so anyway. Yeah, so kids doing that
so stuff. So I think where you're at is your daughter is suing to try to leave, get out yeah. of custody.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I won't put up much of a fight.
Yeah.
Let me drive you to your whatever. Here,
I'll
other
represent
dad you
myself.
Found.
Your Honor, I'm not fit to.
Are there any dads at all anywhere that want this thing? So anyway, we got the game and we're playing it. And so, I mean, I don't have to spend a bunch of time talking about how it works, but basically there are some really cool ideas with it. And it makes me think of like,
yeah.
what's going to happen in the next 10 years of games. It's going to be crazy. But basically this is the basic thing you need to know to understand the story is that there's places around anywhere you live that have like stops, like Pokemon stops or whatever they're called. And it's usually, not usually, it's always really in like kind of landmarky areas or shopping centers or whatever. So like if you're at your house in a little subdivision, there's like nothing really there. You could walk around and maybe like a Pokemon will jump out of somewhere and you try to get it. But basically all the action is like in the certain parks and it's set up that way for everybody. You know, it's not like, do you know how that works? Like it's not a random thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So like different cities have different kind of things you can catch and different things, but mostly like people go to different areas that have like a concentration of these little stops where you get balls and all this crap, whatever. So we went out for a walk and there's some at this little park near us. And then there's some at the shopping center. And we did all that. And then we're looking, this morning, cause I had some time and we found there's this park that we've never been to with this library that has just like all this crap. And like, there's these like nests or whatever, where you're like guaranteed that a certain type of Pokemon is going to come out a lot there and whatever. So anyway, we were like, let's all go there. So we drove there this morning and we got there. And so when you're on your phone, it's like wherever you are, there's a little map that kind of shows in your general area what there is. Like it doesn't show, you can't zoom out and look at like the whole.
Who is this meant for? Because even I know, I know how the fucking game works and I'm the only one not playing it. So I think you're fine.
All right. Well, anyway, it just, the point is that like, you have to go to certain places.
Yeah.
And if it, and there's all these people playing it that are going to these places that they wouldn't otherwise go, I guess is the point necessarily, okay. Which is what's fun about it, I guess. So you go to this, so we go to this place, I've never been there before. So I walk out, I get out of the car and I kind of look at where all the action is. And I see all this stuff going on in the fields or whatever, this park. So we started walking. It turns out there's like this men's softball league going on where everything is. And it's not like, God, I could do this thing just on this men's softball league, dude. It is unbelievable. It's like I've gone to a million professional sports games. This is like somehow more important. It's bigger than a professional baseball game. It's like the guys' jerseys were unbelievable. They're better than professional jerseys. Wow. They're like sponsored all over them. They're all super colorful all down their legs and everything. It's amazing. Hell? They're all huge. Like they're all steroid, all on steroids. All of them look like bigger than professional
athletes.
What is
this?
Dude, I don't know what it is, what I stumbled upon, but it was amazing. Also, the game is like they throw a pitch and the guy hits a home run 40 miles over the fence every time. And then I don't even know what the game is.
What
the score?
What world is that? What are you talking about?
I'll show you, dude. Next Sunday, we're going. It's amazing. Everybody's there. The stands are full.
Does it cost a lot to get in?
No, it's free. The stands were full of people, dude. There's a million people watching this.
This is wild.
I have no idea.
This is
not
in Pokemon Go. This is
no, this is real life.
Wow.
There's tour buses. There's like,
are you people? You're not joking about
it. I'm not joking. There's barbecues like around the outfield.
Is this like the Harlem Globetrotters would play?
Yeah,
it is like burner. You know, games, pickup game, and they would have like real NBA stars play too, or at least maybe retired.
There might have been professional baseball players playing in the games. That's how it was.
That's
it was
awesome.
The weirdest thing. Yeah, it was amazing. So anyway, I'm sort of observing this as I'm looking at my phone and with the kids trying to do the Pokemon stuff. And I see It was just perfect, dude. It was like a group. Okay, so you got the group of softball guys and their families or wives or girlfriends, whatever. You know, they got several girlfriends.
I was going to say. Yeah. Fucking harems.
Women. Just beautiful women everywhere. And then scantily gigantic clad. Steroid baseball players hitting home runs every single time over the fence. Breaking car window. Every car in the parking lot shattered. Destroyed. I think they buy cars and put them out there just as part of the thing. And there's like monster trucks crushing the cars like while that's going on. And then there's me and my family and like 10 or 15 just nerds, like straight up gigantic beards, fat, disgusting nerds that are trying to do Pokemon Go at the same time. Dude, it was awesome. God, I got to the center area where there was like two of these Pokestops that were like you can put what's it called? Incense?
Yeah, it is incense.
Well, you can use incense, but there's, what's it called? A lure.
I only know, by the way, because my wife plays it and she says, I have incense going or whatever. That's all.
Somehow. If it gets you guys in the mood, yeah. There's like some of the stops have these like sparkles coming off them, like they're lures. I don't know who does that. Like somebody does it. If it's the incense, maybe.
Well, ask your daughter. She probably
knows. Yeah, she would know. But anyway, there's two of them right in the middle section where, you know, in a baseball field complex, there's always like the middle section with the
are
snack
there
bar.
Multiple fields happening here? Yeah. And in the middle. Yeah. Okay.
Four or five fields.
Gotcha.
So right
now,
in
hold
the
on.
Middle.
You, just because I'm curious, was this unbelievable fucking spectacle of baseball, softball just one of the fields or was it like multiple games happening?
Multiple games happening.
Jesus.
At
really?
Least four games. Yeah. At least four games. Maybe five. Yeah, it was the weirdest. As I was walking everywhere, I felt like I was going to die from a ball. Like, at
how
any
do we
second.
Not know what this is?
I don't know, but I got to show you it. It's amazing.
Wow.
So anyway, just imagine like these two worlds they couldn't be more different. Like, and they're colliding at the same time, and all these nerds are in the middle. The middle. They're not like. I mean, they weren't on the field trying to get catch Pokemon during the game, but they're right. You know. The backstops, the home plates are all lined up in this kind of circle in that area. So the people watching are back there and the players are kind of there. So they're not, you know, they're right meshed with each other. And it was just awesome watching nerds try to catch Pokemon stuff while these like steroid guys are hitting. It was so awesome. I was laughing because I'm in the middle of both of them. Like was watching the baseball, the softball. I was watching the softball game and catching Pokemon and sort of interested in both like at the same time. I was the only person there who was interested in both. God, it was so funny.
That's funny.
But yeah, my daughter is grabbing the phone the entire time. And she was saying to my wife, like, I can't wait till I save enough money to buy a phone. And I was like, you can't. There's a data plan. Like, you can't pay the data plan every month. Oh, awesome. God. But anyway, it's kind of fun. I just don't. The thing with the Pokemon Go is like, why? What is the. I don't get what's going to happen. Like, I'm catching these things and like, and then I have them. And I'm
and
leveling
then you
or
win
whatever.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, you don't do it.
But there's like these gyms that you fight people at or something. And you take the gym.
That's not related to Pokemon Go.
No, that is.
Just fight
that's
people.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I saw some of the steroid guys like giving me dirty looks and stuff. And like, I was thinking like, what if a fight broke out or something? Like, or what if they started hassling the Pokemon people and like, we should have like a nerd war against the steroid softball guys. It'd be
You'd
amazing.
Need a lot of nerds, but the nerds outnumber the jocks. That's the thing.
But dude, you should see these guys. The softball guys, they had, I mean, everyone knows like softball guy, but these guys, I have
everyone
heard about this.
Everyone knows softball guy? What are you talking about?
People know that there's like the guys who play softball that are all into it and hit the home runs stuff.
Oh, the
that?
Only thing I think about when you talk about guys playing softball is just 40-year-old beer gut dudes playing slow pitch.
Okay, so apparently you guys don't know about this.
No, I don't. There's guys
who are like, it's their entire life is playing
really?
Softball. Yeah, and they work out. They're all in good shape. Like, there was no fat guys. They were all ripped. And, dude, I should have taken a picture, but I walked by one of the benches or whatever you would call them where the players were. Behind the bench where they were kind of sitting on the bench, there were identical backpacks that were, they looked like, you know, several hundred dollar really Jesus. Nice backpacks with bats. Like, they hold four bats, like two on each side. And they're huge, like just these, they must spend thousands of dollars on like.
So it's like hockey, but even more.
Oh my God. It's nothing like a hockey league. It's nothing like that. It's like if our hockey league was professional hockey players that all had millions of dollars or millions of dollars worth of stuff and the stands were full with people. That's what it's like. It's weird, dude. It is so weird. You got to see it. We'll go next
one. This is like you stumbled on a cult or something. I know. Like, I don't even...
I started thinking, like, how did I not know this was happening here? And is this happening, like,
other
places? You
start seeing people you know, like your family and stuff. Like, wait a minute.
They're like, oh, you came to the games finally that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
They're all like, who told him? What the fuck? I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
I'm going to keep playing it, I guess, but I don't really know why. But anyway... Dude.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's kind of cool because I love video games or whatever. And like the technology that they're using or what you could do with all this stuff, like, God, it's going to be awesome. You don't even have to do life anymore. Like at a certain point,
you'll just.
Like, remember when we were playing that game a long time ago and that had the like quest helper thing and you were saying how you just wish there was something in life like that, that just told you the next thing to do. And then you do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that. Like, we'll have virtual reality headsets, and we'll just be doing stuff in a game world, and you won't even ever take it off. Like, you'll just live
really,
in the game
world. Someone needs to do this for real life, where it's like, oh, in order to unlock the next thing, you need to go into your boss's office and be like, I demand a raise, and then, but the boss, so the boss will have one, too, and it'll be like, do you give this guy a raise, and then, it'll, you know, everybody else be some weird virtual reality thing. And then we can engineer the best outcome, though, right? Like, you know, somebody behind the wheel of it can
Will actually be fair is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It'll be merit-based. Life will be merit-based.
Well, merit-based / you can grind for experience points.
But that is merit. I mean, grinding.
Yeah, it's hard work. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be...
like grinding
work experience, like just doing like
guys
if you
just
want.
Working all the time, like
but it'll,
24
somehow
hours
it'll
a day.
Turn from fucking work into a cool game though, because you'd be like, oh man, I was grinding paperwork all night, I got like so many work points, I'm gonna get the next level of salary. But that it would work, like everyone would love it. It's funny,
for sure.
Someone invent that. So while they're remembering me for the only person who hated comic book movies in 50-100 years from now, they'll also remember me as the visionary who figured out virtual reality except reality.
Nah, they'll just hate you.
Someone will steal my invention and everyone will be like, good.
I want to talk about one point where I was sitting on this, there's like a shaded area with benches where you would eat or whatever. And I was sitting there looking at my phone, waiting for these things to respawn or whatever. I looked over at this guy and he was sitting on a bench kind of a little bit over next to me with a giant beard. And we just knew like, yeah, we're here. Like, this is funny. Like he had the same look on his face. Like this is the last place I would want to be because of all the softball going on, but it's an awesome Pokemon place and I have to be here. So good. God, it's awesome.
That's really
nothing
funny.
Has ever brought these two worlds together before.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty cool. Dude, I want to do a shorter episode because it's fucking late. Mm. So, did you have another thing you have to do or I had a quick thing I was going to do, but
No, I guess not.
Well, this sports segue kind of works for something I've been
meaning.
You bought
a sports segue?
Yeah, for something
I've
been meaning
to talk
about. So, and actually, something a lot of people commented on, I'm not going to name it, but on the thing I talked about earlier, a lot of people said like, well, oh yeah, as I hate sports, you know, and everybody's all about sports. Like, yeah, sure, valid, whatever. But here's something that's been on my list that I've been wanting to talk about. I totally advocate, if you don't like sports, you don't like sports. I don't care. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm not making fun of you for not liking sports. Here's one thing, if you don't like sports, that I'm curious about, though. Mm-hmm. Because we recently, you know, I don't know if listeners might recall, Sam, I don't know if you remember, but the Sharks were in the Stanley Cup Finals, which is a big deal. I still think about to this day here, I better Google just to give people an idea of what maybe might have taken place, at that. I'm just going to Google So the thing that I don't understand is like, for people who aren't into sports, what possible substitute could there be for that?
There's nothing.
So here's the thing. Here's what I want to say. Most things is like, oh, you like this movie, I like that movie. So I assume what you're getting out of your fucking shitty comic book movie, whatever, it's probably the same as what I'm getting out of a movie that I think is good. I get it. We're getting the same thing out of it. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Donskoy scoring a goal, so I'm going to just give you
an idea. The game-winning goal.
Well, yeah, the game-winning goal. Just to give you an idea of what that might sound like if we were in Finland.
It sounds silent.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, I had my sound configured incorrectly. Hold on. Just to give you an idea of what it might sound like if we were in Finland and the Jonas Donskoy scored the game-winning goal.
Donskoy tulee läpi kiekon kanssa. Donskoy laukaa ensin tekee maali!
Yeah, that's great to see.
Jonas Donskoy!
This is the I can't. I'm gonna start crying. I can't even.
Sharks voittaa!
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like I might start crying. When this happened, I jumped out of my fucking seat and yelled as loud as I've ever yelled at anything in my life. Like, oh my God, that's good. Like, just an experience the likes of which I can't. There's nothing else.
No, there's nothing.
There's what? I mean, seriously, I get it. If you don't like sports, you're fucked. If you know, and this is the. I don't know what you can do. Like, maybe there's something else. No, maybe I don't know of something. Now, maybe there is something else other people do where they could have this experience, which is awesome. Because this is anyone who could have this experience, I'm just rooting for that. Like, I don't even care if somehow you have this experience at a superhero movie. Good for you. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. I was, dude, this is, it's unlike anything else. I've celebrated the sheer fucking joy and like release of the stressful game of fucking Penguins fans talking at us the entire time. I've never experienced anything even close to it. And I can't think of the only thing that could be close is if, like, I don't know, I had the game winning goal in one of our hockey games for the championship or something. Like,
no, not even close.
But I mean, that's the, what else in your life is anything like this though? There's nothing. What do you root for? Like
when you have the phrase like preaching to the choir, it doesn't even.
Yeah,
I mean, my whole entire preaching to life the preacher. is sports. That's all I care about.
I'm actually choiring to the preacher. Is what I'm.
That's why I don't like movies, because they're not sports. That's how much of a sports person I am. I don't like anything
else.
What's
not, huh?
Because sports is real and movies are not real. That's what it is for me. Sports is entertainment.
Well, I got
in
news
real
for you.
Life.
Sports aren't real. It's actually everyone just decided it's important that he gets this piece of rubber into this net. It's not.
Yeah, but that really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a movie real. Really happened in that way, too.
Everybody on each of those teams practiced playing hockey their entire lives.
That's true. Nothing beats it.
And they all are going against each other with their skills. To see who's better at whatever. It doesn't even fucking matter what the game is. I mean, hockey's awesome, but I love all of them. Pretty much every sport except for soccer, because it's the worst.
Terrible,
but
yeah.
It's not really anything. But it's real. Everything that went into it is real. It's real. I mean, there's some fixed games and all that for sure. Whatever. But a movie is someone writing something for someone to act out. It's just trying to be real, which is fine. It's still good sometimes, but it's not real. So that's what it is for me. I'm not saying that no one should like movies. I'm just saying, I think that's why it's hard for me to watch shows and movies, because my life revolves around watching my teams all year long, whatever my team is.
Yeah.
So it's all I do.
Dude, it's amazing. There's a look on Joe Thornton's face in this clip that is the greatest. I can't even, it's, God, there's no way to explain it. It's a guy who all his career, people have said he's the worst because he can't win a playoff game or whatever. Jonas Donskoy wins the fucking first ever Shark Stanley Cup Finals game. And Thornton just, like, the look on his face when he comes, like, it's unreal. Nothing beats it. If there is something, tell me. Like, if somebody has something if you get this kind of experience from LARPing, like, I'll start LARPing, I guess. Like, whatever.
It's still pretending, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah.
Like, let's just go fight a war. Like, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably the ultimate.
Just have to actually kill each other.
It's probably why people get into war and they can't like get over it.
Yeah, because their team isn't in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Once it's over, what do you do? Yeah. With sports, there's always a new season or whatever. But what if that was the Sharks' season and then there's nothing? That's it. Like they just quit hockey after that.
It might.
What would you do with yourself?
Yeah. We'll see how next season goes.
No, but there's still a next. I'm saying they just don't even play. Like they stop playing.
Yeah, I'd be dead. There's no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm barely hanging on just thinking about the next season of Sharks.
That's the thing about sports. I don't know when we decided to do the worst, the episode that would turn off 100% of our listeners, but I guess we're doing that now. I try to do Pokemon Go.
No, this is trying to, like, I'm not even a big, you're a big sports guy. I'm not the biggest of sports guys. Like, I watch hockey, I watch football because of fantasy football, and I do enjoy it, but I didn't get into it until I was, like, 19. I had no interest in sports as a kid, like, none. I didn't watch a single anything, at all. And so, but the point is, like, that's why I'm trying to reach out a little bit and say, like, I don't know, you can't, again, if there's something that can give you this same experience, that's great. Like, I can't even fathom what it would be.
Watching a season of sports or a team for your entire lifetime is like a movie where you learn all the characters, but they're real.
Yeah.
And you know everything about them, and you watch them fail or succeed for years and years and years. And then, like, and when you the know, Sharks
and
case,
it's not going to be like a Hollywood ending written just for you. Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Usually you lose, of course, but when they finally win, like if the Sharks had somehow won that Stanley Cup.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's like you've watched this movie that's your favorite movie for your whole life. And then it doesn't really end when they win, but that's like the payoff at the end. And you follow these stories of all the players, and there's nothing. Yeah. Nothing is even close to it. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. Like I said, when people say they don't like sports, I think there's no way you can talk someone into liking it, but it just sucks. Like, I don't get what they're doing. What is the point?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is fun to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Donskoy. Nothing beats it.
Yeah,
I lost my voice. I was, God. And it was just from that one goal. Jesus.
Yeah, it was the greatest thing ever.
I have a memory
of it. We were at
it.
The game, by the way, in case anyone knows. We were there.
We were there. We were fucking at the game.
Yeah.
I have a memory of it, but it's like, dude, do you have this where I remember it happening, and then all of a sudden it was like celebration. I don't remember what happened. Like, it was such a big celebration for me that I kind of am fuzzy on that part.
Well, I already told you, we already did this, that I started messing with the fan in the chest. And I did a bunch of stuff that I was not in control of myself.
Exactly.
I should have gotten my ass kicked. Like, we should have gotten in a fight with everybody, but they didn't for some reason. Probably, because that's the thing about sports. I mean, there's a lot of assholes, but like, everyone's been on either side of it. So on one hand, they're like jerks about it and they talk shit. But then when your team wins, they go,
Patriots fans.
Yeah. They go, oh, all right. Yeah. That's nice for you, because I've had that before or whatever, or we'll have it again.
It's unbelievable.
Everyone who's actual real sports fans understand.
Now,
not
picture
assholes.
That. Oh, by the way, just in case, we're going to wrap up, but picture, and we might have like, casual sports fan. Now, picture me who watched literally every single hockey play of that season. Like, I didn't miss a single game or
Yeah, you're the
anything.
Most annoying hockey fan on earth. That's true. Can't beat you.
It's the greatest.
I am a fan of all different sports, but none of them am I even halfway as much as you're into watching the Sharks for. I don't know how you do it.
It's the best.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I wish I couldn't.
You're too into it, actually.
I need to start playing Pokemon Go and watching superhero movies just to get less into it. Yeah. It's the best. I don't get it. Yeah, it's better than anything.
I think you're catching up for this your entire life, and now you're getting it, and you're just like, you're just playing with it to the maximum, enjoying every second of it. That's my best guess.
Yeah, or picture like, because so when you got into sports, presumably you were younger, right?
I don't remember not being into sports.
Okay, well, picture whenever you were into sports, but you also realized that life is meaningless and there's nothing else going
on. Yeah.
we're all going to die soon and fuck everything. Like, picture that. Just see if maybe that does it for you. Yeah. No, I don't know.
That argument is like
I'm just latching on to whatever it is that actually I enjoy, and it happens to be this. So,
yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Like, part of me wishes I could be that into it, but I can't be that into it.
Yeah, it's weird. No, I get it. Yeah. Anyway, we should probably wrap this up. Do you have anything else?
I have other stuff, but I don't really have time. So,
nothing beats. Greatest. Did we mention we were there? I just forget if we...
I don't know. Maybe. We should probably say that again.
God. Anyway, I'm going to go bawl my eyes out. I'm just going to go cry myself to sleep over
They won that, right?
The
cup.
The thing is, like, it doesn't, I honestly, I'm not even that hurt about it. Like,
no.
That game was so fucking awesome. God.
Also, they weren't as good. We're the rare sports fan who actually accepts how good our team is or not and is fine with it.
The other team was better.
Yeah, the other team is better.
But I think we're solid second best. I don't think it was any fluke that we were there. Like, we were super good. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. No one's listening.
Nobody is listening.
So we're going to need to rebuild our audience. I don't know. Does anyone know anyone who might be looking for a podcast? If you do, then please contact us. You know, put it, you know, we'll, yeah, whatever. Thanks for listening. I got whatever. See you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.